Episode 713, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Is Fear Controlling You?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy day, ladies, and Merry Christmas. I cannot believe, yes, we only have two more days. Are you ready? Some of you may actually be with family right now. And so with that, I am not going to keep us on here long, but you know what? I'm here. I want to be consistent with you all, and I wanted to bring something special to you. Confession Day. Woohoo! I love it. Is fear controlling you? And I thought, what better time to talk about fear than around, number one, the holidays, number one, around almost New Year's. It's coming up. We're going to be talking a lot about fear off and on and how it relates into our lives, because a lot of us actually operate under fear. And so this is gonna be a good discussion, I really believe, for us. It's gonna start it out. And you can blame my son and me for this whole discussion, because it all deals with semester tests. But first, before we get into all of that, I wanna give a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. I am so excited that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to finding the simple in everything. Every day. 2017 is going to be an amazing year. We've got some exciting things around the corner. You definitely want to stay tuned next week, as some sneak peeks will be coming up. I'm excited. And guess what? I am scared. I'm a little fearful. And is fear controlling me? At times it has controlled me. I've made decisions based on fear. You know, this week has been filled with preparations for the holiday, semester test, and even traffic. And the traffic got me thinking, yeah, this time let's blame it on the traffic. Is fear controlling you? When you are driving, okay, and you notice there's flashing lights ahead, one of your first thoughts might be as to how to avoid that area, right? You know, the traffic may be slow, and if the traffic's slow, you're going to be late. Or wait, you want to keep the area clear for maybe more important vehicles. Maybe you're, you know, concerned like how... Is there an accident up there? Maybe you need to make sure that police and ambulances, fire trucks can get there. So maybe you look for an alternate route. Or maybe it's so bad that you have no option but go where you're directed. You see, fear is very similar to traffic headaches, the traffic problems that we have, especially if you live in a really big city. I can remember when we lived in Houston, Texas, and oh my goodness gracious, it was always something that would happen. And I would just tell my kids, guys, I don't know, we're stuck in traffic. And, you know, I had five little ones, first grade and younger, okay? We're talking an infant, and two of them were just like little things. I mean, one was just a brand new baby, and one was like 15, 16 months old. I mean, just so new. And I felt like every single word that came out of my mouth is we're stuck in traffic, to the point that one time we traveled up to visit my family in Kansas City. And when we drove up there, my husband and I, we were tired. We were exhausted. And so he had come off a shift, and we were driving up for the holidays. And he's like, let's just pull over. Both of us can get some Z's. You can nurse the baby, and then we'll get back on the road. Well, there was so much traffic out that we squeezed in between two semis. So we were just sitting there. Well, we pulled over, and hubby and I, you know, we just kind of let our eyes go and relax. And then the kids woke up, and I can't remember if it was my oldest one or my second oldest one, but I think it was our oldest one, Kaylin, and she said, Mom, are we stuck in traffic again? That's how normal it was for us to be stuck in traffic. If you live in a big city, you can understand that. But that's also sometimes how we live our lives. We begin to be stuck in fear. Fear is our traffic problem. And you know, we let the what ifs control our next move. Even though we don't know what that's going to be, when you're in traffic, you see those flashing red lights maybe a mile or two up, but you see reflections, you know there's slow down. Maybe you're supposed to be going 65, 75 miles per hour, depending upon where you are on the highway and what state you're in. I mean, some states you can go 80. I mean, let's go. you know, foot to the pedal, let's do it. But in other areas, not so much. And so you want to prepare, but you still don't know what's in front of you. So you begin to make decisions on what ifs. It controls your next move. We get nervous and we allow fear to undermine the direction we really need to be going. Maybe you need to go and head towards those lights. Yeah, it may be uncomfortable, but maybe that's where you need to be. Well, this week has been an interesting week for us. My son, who is now in sixth grade, has graduated from elementary school now into middle school. And the big difference here within our school district here in the U.S., where we're located up here north, is that in elementary school, they did not have grades. They were not given A, B, C, D's, and F's, okay? They didn't get any of those kind of letter grades. They just got like the P for proficient, you know, E for exceeding, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe D for developing. And so that's all fine and dandy, but it's not so fine and dandy when you have students who got by on what? Cuteness, and they could charm their way into second and third chances. You don't get that in middle school. It's like that, you know, hard knocks, you run right into the brick wall. And so it was semester tests coming up, and they've never had semester tests. I mean, they would go over units in elementary school, but they never covered like a whole genre over a semester. And it was really beginning to freak him out. Now, I got to tell you, some of it's my fault. Yes, it's confession day. So I got to tell you, my husband and I, we do our best to raise our children to let them know that education is important. It's important for them to understand that in order to get somewhere in life, it is good to have a sound education. You learn things. Maybe you may not use exactly what you learned, but there's growth in there. And so it's very important. Education is part of what we need to do. And he's got some big dreams as a little sixth grader. And so we want to make sure his schooling starts, you know, his thought process and how he studies. He begins to get that in the groove now and not waiting until he's in college and then we're having to spend money on tutors and all of this craziness, right? So anyway, it's time for his semester test. And he knew how important it was. And again, you know, I'm partly to blame for that. But there was the way he was studying, I could tell some of it was out of fear on how he was doing his studying, his actions that he was taking. And he would go and he started actually studying. The test he took was on Tuesday. And so he started studying the week before about Wednesday, Thursday. And he studied every single night, little bits and pieces of it, and would study and study. Then he studied over the weekend. Well, then Tuesday came time for test, and he was all ready for, he had three semester tests. That's a lot for a sixth grader. Remember, they're not used to taking semester tests. So he was beginning to freak out. He, you know, we made sure he went to bed. We made sure when he got up that he was, you know, had good protein in his body. So his mind was awake and raring to go for his three semester test. He comes home that day, he goes, Mom, you won't believe what happened. And I'm like, what happened? Talk about fear. I was like, oh dear, just hang on. This is his first semester test. You'll get through, Mom. You'll get through. He goes, Mom, you won't believe it. They only gave us two of the three tests. And the one that I needed to take today, we didn't have it. I needed my social studies test. I took my literacy and I took my math test. Always great. But man, I wanted social studies done. I don't think I can remember it all. And you could hear the fear in his voice. Is fear controlling you? Of course, for him, he didn't know any better. I mean, he's a deep thinker because he's got his mom and his dad, and we're kind of one of those, yeah, call us crazy family. We're deep thinkers. But he wasn't processing that in that way. So I calmed him down and I said, hold on. I said, sweetheart, you've studied. You've put all this effort in over the last 4, 5, 6 days. I said, guess what tonight will be? He goes, what, Mom? He goes, I just want it over. And I said, you're just going to review. You're going to get out your quizzes and you're just going to review your quizzes. That's all? You think that's all I need? And I said, sweetheart, I bet you because you've put in all this other time, you can use it as a review, as if you're going to take the test and you can really just kind of test yourself if you think you know the answers already based on the quizzes you already took. And you could just see a sigh of relief in his eyes. And he's like, oh, okay, Mom, I think I can get through it. Of course, Wednesday comes and he goes, yes, I did it, Mom. I got through it. Thank goodness, because I don't know that I was going to get through it. Is fear controlling you? Are you stuck in the traffic jam of fear, trying to avoid the what ifs? Maybe because you're afraid it's going to slow you down if you're trying to start this business. Maybe those flashing red lights are the direction you need to be headed. But you're so afraid to go that way that you decide to go another path. It may eventually get you there. Maybe you think it's a way to hack into something faster, right? We're all trying to get the shortcuts of life. But sometimes what God has planned for us is much better, and sometimes that means we have to take the longer route. Why do you think that when we get to a certain age in our life, usually in our 30s, 40s, and 50s, we feel like we're in our prime? Because we've experienced life, and we begin to look at things differently. Now, some of us reach that peak earlier in our life based on how we were raised, the experiences that we've had. I know for me personally, I didn't have it perfect by any means, but I was kind of a weird, mature, deep thinker at a very young age. That was just how I was. But you look at my dad and you look at my mom and then you look at both sides of my family and then you're like, okay, now I know where she got it from. She was doomed to begin with. And it was a blessing. But you see, we all have fear. And if we operate under fear for our entire life, what's going to happen? We want to run the other direction. Is fear controlling you? Only you can answer that question. Maybe it's during this holiday season. Maybe you have to go to that holiday gathering, whether it's with family or friends, maybe it's with the church. Maybe someone's going to be there that you just don't jive with. And you wish that you were back in elementary school where everybody was just so nice and everybody could charm themselves to second and third chances. But not so much when you get older, is it? And so maybe you're trying to avoid that. What would happen if you would just be in the moment? Just be in the moment. That is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be in the moment. Don't focus on the past or the future. See what's right in front of you. Sometimes our big dreams can scare us out of going that direction. I know I've been there. Sometimes what we've done or haven't done in the past can question what we're doing right now. I know I've been there. Where are you stuck? Are you worried about that semester test because you've never experienced this before and you don't know what to do about it? Be in the moment. Take just that next step. And that may be just getting dressed to go to that family gathering or that friends gathering or that church gathering that you really don't want to go to. Maybe it's finally ordering your .com because you can get it on special right now because they're running so many holiday specials where you can buy domain names. And you've had this in your mind and you just haven't done it because you're afraid by putting down the money that you're going to commit too far. Take that next step and just go secure your domain name. That doesn't mean that you're signing your life away. It's a domain name. You're committing to 1 or 2 years to hold that. It's a one-time payment. That's it. If you don't do anything else with it, worst case scenario, you might be out just a little money. Is fear controlling you? I want to challenge you now because this is really a good time. The holidays bring this kind of stuff out in us. And I don't want you to, you know, lead by fear, if that makes sense. I want you to be in the moment. I don't want fear controlling you. Just be in the moment. We'll talk more to come about fear and what we can do with it and how we can handle it and steps we can take. But it starts right now by first being in the moment. You know, finally, my son came home. Christmas vacation has finally started and they are absolutely thrilled to death. And he said, Mom, I did it. I didn't maybe necessarily get all of the answers right, but Mom, I studied hard and I got through my semester test. And he said it with the biggest smile on his face, gave me a great big hug, and he just said, thank you. Don't let that fear stop you. Don't get stuck in the fear traffic jam of life. Be in the moment. Now go out there, enjoy the crazy hustle and bustle, be sweet, no road rage, I'm telling you now. Put on your happy face and tell somebody, Merry Christmas. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.